Hello everyone, this is Rehan talking, a proud 18 year old from the College Acharya Institute of Graduate Studies, part of Acharya Institutes. So, we all know that quarantine is going on right now, and it has been extended for another 2 weeks, that is April 30th, I would think. Yeah, April 29th actually. And all the educational institutions have been shut down till May 31st. And if the quarantine is done by April 28th, I'm gonna guess the educational institution shutdown is going to be preponed, so it'll be good if everybody comes back. Unfortunately, I'm stuck in Bangalore. Well, kind of fortunate because I like staying alone, but I am kind of stuck in Bangalore with very less friends around here. I'm missing everyone who has left, not even with family. And it's actually not bad, life alone in Bangalore. Half of my time goes away watching How I Met Your Mother or something else, and playing games, and also I just keep binge watching How I Met Your Mother again and again. Just finished Harry Potter, by the way. So yeah, that's how quarantine is treating me right now. Watching the same thing again and again, or watching a new thing, or playing some games because that gives me some peace. Missing every single one of my friends, missing my family, and especially missing food and snacks. Oh my goodness, I cannot put into words how much I miss food. I live in the hostels, that's kind of already a sad life, and they have shut the hostel gates, which means you cannot go outside anymore, which means no snacks, no coffee, no milk. Actually, what I used to do was, until the gates were open, I would go outside and buy milk and coffee and come back and make that in my room. Now I cannot even do that because, you know, the gates have been shut. So, no coffee, no snacks, no chocolate, especially chocolate. I can keep blabbering about food for as long as I wanted to because quarantine is keeping me away from food. And I have this gaming partner and he lives in Kerala. He's going crazy about food. He's like, it's been so many weeks since I've had a grilled chicken. And I said, dude, I feel you. It's the same for me. He's literally going crazy because the thing is, when he goes to college, he would go to the canteen and buy grilled chicken literally every day and eat it. And imagine that, a person who eats grilled chicken every single day is missing it because of the quarantine. But also, fortunately for him, his mom can make amazing food back at home. Now I'm here eating hostel food, which is actually better these days because there are lesser people to make food for, and they put in more effort, I guess, because actually, yeah, they put in lesser effort but more amount of food, which makes it tastier. Yeah, but anyway, I'm missing food. I very much am missing food, and I'm sure many people can be empathetic about this, because goddamn, I miss food. Right, what else? Education, yeah, online classes, the Zoom classes. Okay, so honest opinion, honest criticism, there should not be online classes going on because Zoom app is, you know, a network connection which doesn't have any end-to-end encryption. And even the CEO has clearly said that you need to turn your settings on for the maximum amount of security possible, but he does not say that they have encryption. Other video chat apps such as Skype or Google Hangouts Meet or Messenger or WhatsApp video call, these all have end-to-end encryption such as P2P or PTTP protocols. But Zoom app, no, it doesn't have any encryption, and even many colleges have had the issues of hackers or random people entering their video chats because either it would be a hacker or one of the classmates would have given the video call number, personal ID number and password to some randomite, and they would just enter the video chat and would project disturbing visual images or even call out swear words which would disturb the whole class and maybe even traumatize people, especially the light-hearted people, you know, the ones who have anxiety issues, panic attacks easily. It's not good for such people. And imagine if there's a highly religious or orthodox person in the video call and somehow they are projected to these visual images. Imagine what would go through their minds. It's very much horrifying to be taking class in such a vulnerable state of students. So instead of video calls, instead of video chats, what they could do is just share notes. And we do have smart enough students who can understand the notes, or if they don't understand the notes, they can just easily call their teachers and talk about it. Because let's be honest, nobody is going to study as good as they do in their video call classes. And I'm sure many people can agree to this. Video chat classes, it's really difficult to focus in a video chat class, because half of the time we are telling our teachers, sir or ma'am, your network connection is weak. Ma'am, there is background noise. Ma'am, we can't hear anything. And half of the students, they don't even come to class because their reasons are their network issues not good, their phone doesn't have a good camera, or mostly that they're not interested. But see, there are issues that network issues. So most students, they have issues with connecting to a video call class, and even attendance is being taken. So this is very much unfair. Many students have a disadvantage of not being able to attend classes. And the remedy of our colleges is that they will take extra classes until 6 p.m. for every student who wasn't able to attend the online classes, which is totally unfair. Who wants to be in college till 6 p.m. starting from 9 a.m. to be studying? If you are in college till 6 p.m., you'd want to be, you know, enjoying the last time you got, because you like being in the campus, or you like being inside the college with your friends, or you like being in the snack shop, you like doing something else, not study, maybe even stay in the library, but studying for yourself, not studying for the semester that's coming up. Sometimes you have classes till 5 p.m, but you don't want that to extend till 6, because let's be honest, everybody is sleepy by the time of 2 p.m. Right after lunch, everybody comes sleepy, everybody comes heavy, and you really don't want a sleepy kid in your class till 6 p.m, because even the teachers would be like, why aren't you interested? Because we really are not. Yeah, so that sums up online classes and everything, because it's going to be honestly irritating. The education department will have to come up with a good resolve for this, because I honestly do not see online classes as a good remedy / an improvement regarding the quarantine. Because it's being exploited. There's man-in-the-middle attacks happening in the video chats, and students are not being able to study really well. And the good thing is some teachers do share notes. The good thing is some teachers are really considerate. That always works out well. But no, video call classes are not a viable remedy for whatever is happening. Students will have to step up for this. They will have to study by themselves. They'll have to share notes. They'll have to share textbooks. But not online classes. I mean, teachers are trying their best, and I appreciate that. But it's just not working out. It's just not working out. It's like defining a breakup. And I'm sure quarantine is not treating you well either. And introverts and gamers, they're having the time of their lives. Omnivorts, they're going meh. And extroverts must be banging their heads right now, because they cannot talk to anyone and they're stuck with the only people they know, that's their family. It's not bad being with your family, but come on. Extroverts like to be social, they like to mingle, they like to roam around, they like to go to pubs. Just a casual extrovert for you. And I might be generalizing here, but it's just what you see around yourself, right? And I have friends around the state, and I miss all of them, which sucks very much. It's not like I don't like being alone, but having company is not a bad thing either. I miss all of my friends, and I'm sure many can relate over here. Some are stuck in Kashmir, some are in Kerala, some are in Bangalore, but quarantine is not letting you travel. Some are in Maharashtra. Miss you all, guys. Thank you for listening to me. That's 9 minutes of Rehan. Bye-bye.